The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
2 months from today. 2 months from today, families across the country are going to celebrate the 4th of July. Our goal by July 4th is to have 70% of adult Americans at least one shot and 160 million Americans fully vaccinated. That means giving close to 100 million shots, some first shots, other second shots, over the next 60 days. Of course, Americans can still get shots after July 4th, but no one should wait. Let's try to hit that 70% mark, at least with one shot before that day.
So that's what your current president is talking to you about today. He's talking about vaccinations. He's talking about 70% of all Americans with at least one shot on board. He's talking about how, to make it more available. He's talking about partnering with sports teams. He's talking about, and the former guy is wedding crashing at his southern country club before he leaves to go to his northern country club. And he's talking about overturning an election. I swear to God, I was going to play this cold out of the intro, but you would think this was an old clip and that the show was not brand new today, which it is. It's May 4th. And if I just played this cold, you would say, oh, it's a no, it's not a rerun. This is what the former guy, this is what the old yam is doing with his time. He's literally, I don't know, this is either a scene from the Wedding Crashers episode, nine, because, how in the hell are they going to get to be 75 years old unless it's the ninth sequel, right? But either that or it's an audition for Citizen Kane, because he's rambling like a crazy SOB. I mean, this is really sick.
Let's see what they find. I wouldn't be surprised if they found thousands and thousands and thousands of votes. So we're going to watch that very closely. And after that, you'll watch Pennsylvania and you'll watch Georgia. And you're going to watch Michigan and Wisconsin. And you're watching New Hampshire. They found a lot of votes up in New Hampshire just now. You saw that?
What?
Because this was a rigged election. Everybody knows it. And we're going to be watching it very closely.
But oh, my God.
Start off by... you just take a look. It's on closed circuit. I guess it's on all over the place because everyone's talking about yesterday, front page of the New York Times. They didn't want to write it, but that's because they thought they were going to have a negative decision, and the judge gave us a positive decision.
Oh, my God. The shot of the band sitting behind him, that's like the best thing. That is classic. I mean, they were just waiting to play and finish. You know, it was priceless. They're just standing there like looking at this crazy old 74-year-old man who they know is like the owner of the premises. But they're like, doesn't this venue have a way to handle drunks who take the microphone? Don't they have a way to get rid of the drunk people? It's just like... listen, if you're going to get married at Mar-a-Lago, maybe you should pay the little extra to keep Donald Trump from crashing your wedding and ruining it. That is unbelievable. So this is what he's doing 100 days after the election. This is what this man is doing. He's standing on a stage talking to tens of people, about the Arizona audit. I wouldn't be surprised if they found thousands and thousands of votes. And then, you saw what happened in New Hampshire. What happened in New Hampshire? Somebody tell me what happened in New Hampshire. And closed circuit TV, it's on everywhere. This is closed circuit TV that's being, it's being aired. The closed circuit TV is on One America News Network, a news network so small that you could literally crush it with your finger. Do you know what I mean? It's like so unbelievable. And then he listed off all the places. And this is the only reason why it's important, because it's going on in Arizona, this fake audit. Everybody knows it's a fake audit. Everybody has commented on how fake it is. Everybody has commented on people who were at the insurrection you know, screaming that the election was stolen, that they are inside the Coliseum, the Veterans Coliseum, and that they are actually touching your ballots, that they are counting your ballots. People who believe the election was stolen are inside fingering your ballots. Just saying. It's so bizarre, but what's interesting is how he is telling people that this is going to happen all over the country. They're going to find him in Pennsylvania. They're going to find him in Georgia. They're going to find him in Michigan. They're going to find him in Wisconsin, New Hampshire. You just saw New Hampshire. I didn't see anything. Thank God he stopped before he got to Massachusetts, but okay. And he's saying they found a lot of votes in New Hampshire just now. You've seen that. That's what he says. So apparently there were votes inside Al Capone's vault, tucked inside the Holy Grail, and shoved inside the Lost Ark of the Raiders. I don't know. Next to Jimmy Hoffa's skeleton, apparently. You know, the problem with this is that he's so back crap. He really is, and he has been crazy for so long that people won't be able to recognize it when he goes clinically insane, you see. And that is a problem. And by the way, you have a Republican Party that is still kissing the ring and other various body parts, which is ew. And they are going to remove Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney from her leadership position because she keeps telling you that the big lie is poison for democracy. And that's what I was trying to explain to you yesterday. You're free to drink poison. Oh, yes, you are. But you can't inject it into others. And that is what the BS factory that is OAN, the BS factory that is Newsmax. Oh, who, by the way, Newsmax even apologized for saying that the election was stolen or that votes were flipped by Dominion. They apologize because they're being sued also for $1.3 billion, and they didn't want to go through the defamation lawsuit. They didn't want to have to pay for the lawyer and the defense just to tell a jury, well, reasonable people don't believe a word we say, right? So they didn't want to have to spend the money to go into a court to say, our audience is full of idiots. Our audience is full of morons. They didn't want to. So they issued an apology yesterday to Dominion and saying, you know, especially to, you know, the owner of Dominion. And I mean, I think they should apologize to Venezuela. You know, I mean, I don't know what the hell they're talking about over there. But anyway, they issued a very lengthy written apology so that they could have the lawsuit dropped. And Dominion agreed to drop it. Because they apologize for pretending that the big lie isn't damaging to democracy itself. You know, I'm just saying. So anyway, so now we're all, sitting here in a democracy that's been kicked around so hard that is looking at, I mean, Liz Cheney, like I said, and I'll keep saying it. I know that you're supposed to be happy when your enemies are setting themselves on fire. But I cannot be happy because it is the end of, at least, well, it's the end of the GOP. Okay, we know that. I mean, he killed the GOP a long time ago. I said it a long, long time ago that Donald Trump and Trumpism and this racist vein of Trumpism, you know, that is going to be a lasting gift that keeps on giving in our society. It's going to cause violence, which it has and it does. Is going to kill the GOP. So that was an easy call. But now we're watching the death of democracy itself. And I cannot celebrate that. And that is why Liz Cheney is speaking up and speaking out, because this is not about tax policy. This isn't even about the unitary executive. You know, there's nothing I agree with her on. The unitary executive, all the way to war and the need for it and torture. Just could not possibly find agreement with her. Except on this one thing. And she keeps telling you the GOP is gone and democracy itself is hanging on by a thread. That would be true. And that's what's so damaging. That's what's so frightening. That's why you cannot celebrate that they're kicking Liz Cheney out of the GOP or out of the leadership position, because there is no GOP. unless it's grand old pedophiles.